Good morning. Today is the sixth Sunday of Easter. Our readings 1 Peter 3:13-22, and the Gospel of John 14:15-21. The Gospel is again Jesus teaching his disciples. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, he says, and I'll ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you and he will be in you. Very interesting again today, because Jesus says in this reading also that I will not leave you orphaned. As a child, my mother died when I was a young boy at the age of 10. And that is a devastating thing to happen to any child, to lose one of their parents, particularly their mother. But I had a wonderful father. And so in many ways, he compensated to a degree with the loss of my mother. Of course, parents, you see, do more than just feed a child. It's more than just food and shelter. In fact, researchers say they play a critical role in the development of the brain. And the professors of paediatrics say, without someone who is a reliable source of attention, affection and stimulation, he says the wiring of the brain goes awry. The result can be long-term emotional problems. So if there isn't a parent there who steps in and does both mother and father, then you're in trouble. I mean, I was fortunate, as I say, because I had a wonderful dad, and later on dad married and I had another mother. But being without your mother at 10 years old is a devastating experience, and one that you feel deep. And I don't think you ever really get over it, because, certainly as a kid, people say, where's your mum? All the other things. Right? You just know that you've been, you've suffered a major, major loss. And so Jesus says to us in the gospel, you know, I will not leave you orphaned. And this is another one of the Lord's incredible promises. Now, we're approaching Ascension this week, as we approach Thursday, Ascension Day, when we remember that Jesus ascended to the heights. He ascended into the heavenly places, taking with him our humanity. Ascension then is very important. It's very important because the broken body of Christ, which became the resurrected body of Christ, which Mary didn't recognize, and neither did the disciples until he broke the bread on the Emmaus Road, that broken body of Christ ascends to the heavenly heights. Everything is possible with God. The ascending, glorified Christ taking our humanity with him to the heavenly places. It is, you see, when we as Christians are baptized, we are baptized into the death of Christ, Scripture tells us. So we're baptized into that body of Christ, which has been resurrected and has been now taken and ascended. Indeed, it says in the Scriptures that when we were baptized, we died. We died with him in baptism. We were raised to newness of life. We no longer have all the usual things as the preeminent thing, the interests, the investments, whatever else is going on in the world. It's God's world which comes first. It's the world that God loved, that so that he sent his son. It's the world that he saved. It's the world that's going to become, at the end, the full kingdom of God. But yet, we're not in heaven yet. We're still in this world. But we testify to that reality, and we trust God with it all. You have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Isn't that a wonderful thought? That we are actually, even now, in the resurrected era. So although we're in the world of today, we're also in the world of tomorrow. We put on the body of Christ, the glorified, resurrected body. And because of that, within us, that new life, like the seed which is coming up through the earth, it is already growing all that it needs to bud afresh and to be the resurrected person. And so, as Christians, Jesus promises that he will not leave us orphans, that he will in fact be with us forever. Ascension sees him ascending, taking the human life and all that it is, and glorifying it in the glory of God. And looking ahead then, as we are now, from this Sunday to Ascension Day, and then on to Pentecost in a further a week on Sunday, to the giving of the Holy Spirit, which we'll concentrate on then, the fire of life, but we'll be thinking of that as well. And so you and I, what we're called to do again is to begin the day, you know, with glorifying God, to going before him, making a choice to be with him. No earphones and no head chatter, but going to be silently with God. Just taking time, breathing slowly. Remember the breath of God, which we're calling on. So we've got our breath within us, and we must have breath or we're dead. But in the same way, we're asking God to breathe in us and to bring us that life each day, starting the day with thanksgiving and be still, know that I am God, the breath of God. God, then we're getting ourselves ready to listen to God. God speaking to you, the most important message that you'll receive for the whole of the day. Because we're listening to God. We're getting rid of the head chatter and all that's going to come at us. And we're just going to be with God. So as we move through this week, remember to take that time, because we're approaching Ascension and the glory that that means for us. We're already in the resurrected state, because part of us is part of God's life, which is dwelling within us as Christians. So our thoughts today as we approach Ascension Tide, and may God bless you richly. Amen.